coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. Bookmark that website, HagmanReport.com. Please bookmark that website for all of your audio video needs. I don't know how many times I have to say that, but please do that. HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. Click on the banner and, on top, and you'll get our audio video, even when we're not on YouTube, which is a good thing. But we are back, for how long? I don't know. Apparently the plaque and the letter that we've got in the studio from YouTube, it's meaningless. Now having said that, also HagmanStore.com, HagmanStore.com for the best darn coffee you'll ever drink. My go-to, of course, is Detective's Choice. That's hypercaffeinated. It's dark roast, of course. And then we've got Patriot and Revolution blends, and we've got it in three types. We've got the whole bean, we've got the ground, and then we have the K-cups. Your choice. It's a little bit pricey. Why? Because proceeds go to on-the-ground groups fighting human and child sex trafficking. Groups such as Craig Sawyer's group, as well as Russ Dizdar. That's what we do. Because they're legitimate. And I want to thank you, really, for buying our coffee so we can support the groups. We can engage in that activity. And we're more, this is more than just being behind a microphone. We're hands on. All right. I have a great show lined up for you today. By the way, the first hour, Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. Before I get to Sam, a couple of things. I want to show you this video from Rudy Giuliani very quickly. Show you, it's 2 minutes. I don't want to cut into Sam's time too much, but just take a look at this video.
Dominion, and how important do you believe the concerns that are being expressed in a number of states about the ability of these machines not to be hacked?
Well, first of all, the machines can be hacked. There's no question about that. Their machines can be hacked, but it's far worse than that, Wu. Dominion is a company that's owned by another company called Smartmatic, through an intermediary company named Indra. Smartmatic is a company that was formed way back in about 2003, 2004. You're going to be astonished when I tell you how it was formed. It was formed really by three Venezuelans who were very close to the dictator Chavez of Venezuela. And it was formed in order to fix elections. That's the company that owns Dominion. Dominion is a Canadian company, but all of its software is Smartmatic software. So the votes actually go to Barcelona, Spain. So we're using a foreign company that is owned by Venezuelans who are close to Chavez, are now close to Maduro, have a history. They were founded as a company to fix elections. They have a terrible record, and they are extremely hackable. So, Texas made the right decision. What the heck was Georgia doing hiring this company? I'll tell you what they were doing. The lobbyist for Dominion was the former chief of staff for the governor. Why are we using a foreign company with connections to Venezuela? I'll give you another connection. Smartmatic, the company that owns Dominion, well, the guy who was running it was one of the people who was number two or three in Soros's Change the World organization. Open Society, right.
All right. Well, since that aired, that was yesterday, last night, the Smartmatic page, the website changed. They scrubbed the Soros connection. But, hey, everything on the internet is forever. Here is what they scrubbed. This is the Soros connection. the gentleman that Rudy Giuliani was talking about. That's right, Lord Mark Moloch Brown. And that is his resume. Of course, he's got ties to the Open Society Institute by George Soros. Just to tell you very briefly how large of a problem this is, Dominion voting software has been used in one-third of the U.S. market of voting machines, 28 states, by the way. And they hired Nadeem El-Shami, who happens to be Pelosi's chief of staff. All right? So there you have it. And Dominion, 28 states, as I said, 47 counties in Michigan alone. And I could go on. You can do your own research. But there's what was scrubbed after that expose by Rudy Giuliani. Of course, all of this is what is just being made up. Also, 96% of Dominion voting system's political donations went to Democratic candidates. 96%. If all of the fraud is uncovered, and I'm sure the majority of it has been by Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, and others, it's clear that the victory went to and is going to President Donald J. Trump. And I think that we have that pretty well nailed. All right. Yes. I was just going through this and I wanted to make sure I had all of this. And also when you go through the, chain of command or the chain of ownership of these companies, it is extremely convoluted and deliberately so. I'm telling you right now, it's convoluted. This has been in operation. This has been in the works for a long time. And they're finally now being exposed for what they are here. And these machines, I was talking to Randy Taylor this morning, they're worldwide. And they're being used for just this purpose. All right. Again, coming up, my guest, Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. Before I bring him on, I'm going to take care of a little bit of business. I'm going to thank you, our supporters, for allowing us to do what we do by going to Hagman Store, buying our coffee, and also through your support, being a Patreon member, PayPal. We exist solely on your support. I want to thank you for that. And we've got just a handful, hand-selected company or corporate sponsors, and we appreciate them. One, of course, is Honey. Now, I use this. My family uses Honey. Eric the Tech uses Honey and his wife. These days, it does feel like online shopping is the only shopping we really do. That's where today's sponsor, Honey, comes in. It's the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and automatically applies the best one available at checkout. Honey is basically your online shopping best friend. Really. It's my BFF online shopping, or at least my wife's. Now, here's how it works. You get Honey on your computer for free. Two easy clicks by going to joinhoney.com/Hagman. It's really important, that extension. Join, that's J-O-I-N, joinhoney.com/Hagman. Remember, two N's on Hagman. Then, when you're checking out on one of its over 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up, and all you have to do is simply click apply coupons with just wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons for that site. If Honey finds working codes, it'll apply the best one to your cart. Now, we had to make a major purchase here recently. It had to because, well, one of our computers here at the studio just gave up its ghost. Do you know that we saved, the exact amount was $111.11. Go figure, right? That's $111.11 on a computer for our studio. And that made me really happy. Because I'm telling you right now, we don't spend money unnecessarily. But Honey is a fund that's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Honey supports all kinds of retailers, from tech and gaming sites to fashion brands to even food delivery. Now, here's what you need to do. It's really simple. If you've got a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free. It works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/Hagman. That's H-A-G-M-A-N-N. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. I want to thank them for being a sponsor, a corporate sponsor, and I'll tell you, you'll thank me later for the savings that you'll get. All right, Sam Andrews is well known in the he's just a well-known guy. Freedom Center USA. He's a regular on Liberty Man, John Moore's show, every Monday, I believe it is, and he's been on our program before. Sam, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mr. Hagman. Thank you for having me.
It's Doug, of course. I think we're beyond the formalities, and thanks for coming on. In the event that people have been living under a rock, don't know who you are, just give us a little bit of background and about who you are, what you do, and we'll go from there.
Well, I'm a printer's son and grew up in the Midwest in Missouri. Loved to play sports. Went to St. Louis University and some other universities. Worked primarily in the engineering and science area as far as my education. I worked, I think incorrectly we stated in the last time I was with you that I was in the military. Actually, that's not true. I worked for the government as a Department of Defense contractor in some other capacities, but never served in the military. But I have served my country overseas, and I have worked after 9/11. I worked in Washington, D.C., got recalled for a little while. I am a trained sniper. I have trained hundreds and hundreds of military snipers, many, many law enforcement officers, particularly SWAT teams. Trained, done a bunch of patrol rifle classes and some urban vehicle tactical classes for officers, things like that. I now work in two capacities as the manager of the Freedom Center Training Academy in Lebanon, Missouri, where we train civilians, law enforcement, and military. And I also have a company called Tier 1 Weapon Systems, where we make custom long-range rifles and custom piston-operated CQB weapon systems.
Wow. Perfect. All right. And folks, that's the Tier 1 Weapon Systems. Those are high-end, do or die. I mean, that's not for the occasional recreational person to buy, right? I mean, the weapons that you manufacture are serious weapons. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a lot of technology in our weapons, and we use billet parts, we use nickel boron coatings, we use deep nitriding in barrels that allow them to last 5 to 10 times as long depending on the environment. Our guns, you can run dry in the desert, they need no lubrication. That gives them a huge advantage in sandy, windy environments where dirt's being blown into the action. They're not outrageously expensive from an AR-15 standpoint, but we have built some $15,000 and $18,000 long-range sniper weapon systems for various people, and so we run the gamut from high-end ARs up to the best precision weapon systems in the world.
Got it. All right. And so if a guy like me would want to purchase an AR-15 custom built by you or built by your company, Tier 1 Weapons, I could do that without really breaking the bank.
You could. You would need three things right now. You would need my phone number. Mm-hmm. You would need patience because we have quite a few rifles to build right now. There's quite the backlog under the circumstance. And you would need a little bit of cash.
Okay.
So typically we'll build a high-end piston AR for around $2,900, depending on options. But it is the finest weapon system you can buy of that type. It will run rings around the 416 made by H&K that some of the SEAL team guys use. It's more accurate. It has a tougher barrel. It has better trigger.
Got it.
We use better magazines, that type of thing.
All right. And by the way, folks, the information for Sam Andrews, all of it, including what you haven't even heard yet, will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. And then click on the program itself. And with the video, underneath the video, it'll have all of the contact information for Sam Andrews. Sam has been under attack. And I mean viciously under attack. As you can imagine, folks, as all conservatives, as all people who really care about the future of our country and are consciously liberty-minded, he's been under attack. We're going to be talking about that in the latter part of this hour with Sam. But, Sam, I'd like to ask you, just kind of coming out of the gate here, I don't know whether you saw the Dominion clip by Rudy Giuliani or not. If you didn't, no worries.
I did.
Okay, you did? All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. So with that in mind, if you want to start there, or if you want to make that part of this answer, your answer, a lot of people are emailing me saying, I'm worried. I'm very concerned. I don't know whether I should move to some subtropical or tropical, you know, country, some other country. I don't know whether I should, and one person even said, I'm not sure if I should start hiding under my bed. He was joking, of course. But people are anxious today in this period between the election, which there's no winner, and, of course, when the electors meet, the Electoral College meets, and then to Inauguration Day. So what's your take on everything? Just however
well, I
you
think,
wanna, go ahead.
Yeah. I think that people's concerns are valid. There's been a tremendous effort to steal this election. The corruption has been discovered. It has been uncovered. It is being exposed as we speak. The question remains, I have two basic questions at this point. Will the Supreme Court do the proper thing and discount these illegal votes and uphold the Constitution of the United States? Or, and we're going to find out literally in a matter of 5 weeks, if we have an honest Supreme Court or whether we have a Supreme Court that's been bought and paid for. We're going to know very, very quickly whether we lost the House of Representatives and the White House and the Supreme Court, or whether we have a legitimate Supreme Court and the Senate of the United States and the White House. It'll go one way or the other. And it'll be based on whether or not these corrupt votes are counted or they're not counted. And so people have a valid concern. The thing that concerns me the most is the silence of so many Republican senators. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen Ted Cruz stand up in public and say this is absurd, that we have to be able to have fair elections, and this was not an honest, fair election. Ted Cruz is correct on that.
That's true.
The other thing that I've noticed is that so many other senators, the Roy Blunts of the world, have been silent on this issue. I find that fascinating. I also find it fascinating that the Blunts and the Romneys and the McCain types, you know, John's gone, but his legacy lives on of being a rhino Democrat in sheepskin clothing, right? So we see this going on, and the great thing is all of these silent Republicans, they've given us an assessment of themselves. We should pay attention. When these guys say nothing about stealing a presidential election, that should tell you exactly where they're at. Don't ignore it. Don't discount it. Understand you're dealing with a wolf. You're dealing with a wolf in sheepskin clothing. And these people need to go. They need to be voted out of office. These fake Republicans, these fake people that pretend to support capitalism, when really the only thing they support is enrichment through foreign aid. That's about the closest thing they actually support, because that money winds up back in their pockets. They're angry with Trump for taking their cookie jar away. It's not just the Democrats that want Trump out of office. It's a lot of Republicans. And pressure needs to be put on these Republicans, and they need to be voted out next time around. We need to remember We need to have a memory like an elephant with these people that supported this corruption in this election. And let me tell you something. Silence is support. If they're not speaking out, yelling from the rooftop, stop this corruption, we need honest elections in our republic to maintain our republic. If they don't have the wisdom to do that, they have given you the assessment of who they are. Amen. And we should recognize it and never forget.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on this. And I've reached the point where enough is enough. We need to take action. I really believe we're looking at a situation, at least in my view, where we could replay the Battle of McMinn County, Tennessee, and people are sick and tired of hearing me say that, but we should have, at least contemporaneous with the chicanery with the ballot boxes, actual boxes and ballots and such. We should have done something then. We should have done something when they kept or attempted to keep poll watchers, 100 feet away, 20 feet away. It doesn't matter. Far enough where there was no meaningful oversight. We should have pushed our way through. We should have done things. But we didn't because we're playing by the rules and we're too nice. So I've reached the point where enough is enough, and I'm ready, Sam, honestly. I think a lot of people feel this way. We haven't seen anyone prosecuted for any crimes. We haven't seen any meaningful change. And you were right. You're absolutely right about those senators and Republicans that are not saying anything. Their silence speaks volumes. So, but I'm tired of all of this. Why? And I ask myself this every day, why? Why aren't we doing anything? We're going up to Washington on Saturday and to state capitals on Saturday. But is that really going to change anything? But why haven't we done anything?
Well, I think the main reason is that Christian men are slow to anger. If you're a true Christian man, you're slow to anger. And there's wisdom in that. We have a court process. If you remember back in 2000, the media did the same thing. They published picture after picture on TV of Al Gore with over 270 electoral votes and declared him the winner. And then when the legal process played out in Florida, Al Gore was not the winner. This time's a little different, because we have 5-6 states involved in major corruption. We've got Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona, all having similar issues as Florida, except this time it's based in software. There's other tools that the Democrats have employed to steal this election. Now, they've been caught. Rudy Giuliani spoke to that at the beginning of this program. And they're going to continue to be caught. What we need to do is to make sure that the people involved wind up being arrested and jailed. And I mean the executives of these software companies.
Amen.
The people that were complicit, that Nancy Pelosi's henchmen and George Soros's henchmen need to be arrested. See, here's the thing nobody realizes. The NSA has all of the information necessary to prosecute these people. The president needs to call on the NSA to buck up, or we need to defund the NSA. Because if they're not going to defend this republic, which was their original charter, then they need to go away. The FBI that covered up Benghazi evidence, that covered up the evidence of the soft coup to get rid of Trump in the last election, if these people don't start defending our republic, they need to be defunded and need to be made to go away forever. And see, this is what the people should be demanding. Now, if the Supreme Court doesn't fix this, this country's going to war. We are not going to have Joe Biden as our president and Kamala Harris as our vice president, because Joe Biden will soon have problems, and then George Soros will have his girl at the top level at the White House. And this is completely unacceptable.
And meaning who? You mean Kamala?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure – when you say his girl, I was immediately, I don't know why I thought this, but I was thinking about Hillary Clinton, but okay.
No, his girl is Kamala Harris. You know, George Soros went around and funded a bunch of elections for prosecutors. We have one in St. Louis, Missouri here. I think it's Kim Gardner.
Yeah.
But he funded a bunch of prosecutors, and he has funded Kamala's career. She is a plant. Okay, she is a communist, elitist plant. Remember, communism is the facade. That's the curtain. When you pull back the curtain on these people, they're really elitist. They're tyrants at the most basic level. And you want to talk about base tyrants, George Soros, the people in Venezuela, you know, the people that work for Nancy Pelosi. These people are straight up tyrants, and they need to be made to go away.
I've seen more and more communications, whether it be on social media in general, stating that very same thing. You know, these people need to go. We need to make these people go away. And I'm saying it nicely, obviously, but you're right. I'm surprised, seriously surprised that someone hasn't already tried this or, you know, I'm not advocating anything. I'm just saying what I'm seeing. There are people calling for their heads. Again, I'm reporting what I'm seeing.
I think most Christian men are going to wait for the court process to play out over the next 25 to 30 days.
Okay.
And then Christian men in this country have a decision to make. Where are we going to draw the line? Are we going to draw the line at a corrupt Supreme Court and a stolen presidential election? Or are we going to wait for mandatory vaccines before we draw the line in the sand? Are we going to wait for gun confiscation before we draw the line? You know, we have some choices to make. I would suggest highly that we draw the line very cleanly and very clearly at election corruption. Because if we can no longer hold fair elections in this country, we've already lost the republic.
True.
And it's time to fight. You know, it's clearly time to fight at this point. We have no other option. We cannot wait for gun confiscation. We cannot wait for the total destruction of the Bill of Rights. We cannot wait for mandatory vaccines that are really about population reduction. Okay. The time to fight is almost now. We are this close to having to fight.
Having to fight against each other, opposing ideologies, having to fight on the lines of along racial lines, having to fight along the economic lines or purely ideological lines.
Well, we've been fighting along ideological lines. Fighting along racial lines is silly.
Right.
Because there's a lot of Christian Black and Hispanics and Asian people, there's no point in fighting along racial lines. That's just false division. Okay.
Correct.
What we need to fight for is integrity in elections and integrity in law enforcement at the federal level. And that has not existed for decades.
That's true.
See, there's a lot of guys that join the FBI, they join the ATF, they join the NSA, the CIA, right? The Defense Intelligence Agency, the Office of Science and Technology, many, many men with good intentions, good Christian men, they join these organizations. And they do it for the right reasons. The problem is the leadership. The leadership of the FBI, what'd they lose? 11 of their top 15 in the last 4 years? Not a single one of these people is in jail. Why? Okay? We need to understand that these people need to be prosecuted and held accountable. You are not above the law if you are law enforcement. If you break the law and you're law enforcement, you are nothing but a common criminal, and you need to be cuffed and jailed and tried by a jury of your peers.
Boy, amen to that. All right. What's your forecast? And folks, I want to just say this. Sam Andrews is a supporter of the Hagmann Report, and he just, his knowledge and his experience and sharing of his experiences during our Patreon meetings is so invaluable to all of us. And I just want to say on behalf of everyone in that, in the meetings that we have, thank you very much for your, calm approach, your rational approach, and your imparting of knowledge. And, we appreciate it, and certainly doing it here, on the program as well. Do you see, you said something. You said something that really was very sobering, and I don't want to necessarily talk out of school, but you had, and I think this might have been even prior to election day, you had painted this scenario saying if it goes this way, meaning to Biden, again, this is prior to election day, I can see X, Y, and Z happening.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just kind of go
sure,
there?
We can go. Yeah, we can go back
briefly,
over that.
Briefly,
if we don't stop this corruption, we're going to have Biden as president. We're going to have two special elections for U.S. senators in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And if they stole the presidential election, I promise you they will steal these Senate elections. There will be Republicans, turncoats, that vote to abolish the Second Amendment. They will propose a rifle confiscation law. They will propose a mandatory mask rule. They will propose rifle confiscation, mask rules, and then mandatory vaccines. The world you live in will change forever. These people will take total control of your lives. It's time to stop the madness and make the fork in the road, make the decision go the other direction. So we need to make sure that there's integrity to this election. That's priority number one. We need to hold the Supreme Court's feet to the fire and tell them we want fair elections. And if you don't give us that, you're done. You may not want to say it, but I'm going to say it. The riflemen of the United States of America, including men in our military, will shut you down if you don't protect the integrity of our elections. And so let's pray every day, unceasingly, that God uncovers this corruption and allows us to restore integrity to our elections. Because the alternative is violence at a level that no one at this point that's not been to war can possibly imagine.
Wow. Sobering indeed. Folks, my guest is Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. Sam, you have, because of your positions, your open positions, you have, you've antagonized a lot, or not antagonized, you've made a lot of enemies, as I have, and most people with our ideology. You've made a number of lists, as we have. Now you're under fire right now. I don't know how much, you want to share, with people, but I'll just open it this way and you can take it in however deep you want to take it. But, ladies and gentlemen, several years ago, I had on this platform said one of the most effective tools to take us out, meaning conservatives and Christian conservatives, is lawfare. It will bind you up. It will chew you up and then spit you out. It'll suck your resources. It'll crush you. Okay. I mean, there have been days that I've woken up and said, please God, please God, just take this from me. Meaning all of the litigation prospects, just take it from me. And having spoken with you, I know what you're going through. You are under attack, and a fellow Christian conservative is under attack. I would ask people to support you, but do you mind telling us what's going on?
Yeah. You know, Doug, I believe that sunshine is one of the best disinfectants in the world. And so I have no problem openly stating what the issue is.
All right.
And Rick Brown and I for 10 years looked for land to build the Freedom Center. We looked, his family had 12,000 acres. And we looked at three different locations on his property, couldn't find anything that was suitable and safe for a firearms training facility. And so we continued to look. We looked for 10 years. He and I finally found 105 acres where eventually we built the Freedom Center. And he and I signed a 10-year lease agreement with an option to buy. Well, Rick passed away. Rick bought the land himself back in March of 2017. And we started building the Freedom Center. We signed the deal, I think, April 21st of 2017, started building the facility, the 1,000-yard range, and the handgun areas and things like that. And Rick wanted a facility where he could shoot his 50 cals and wanted a place where we could train Americans and transfer the knowledge and skills necessary to preserve freedom. That was the basic goal. And so I started looking for a place to move my gun manufacturing business, started looking for a place to...
If you have to get that, no worries.
Look, it's okay. It's okay. Can you please take the dogs? We have four pit bulls that love the UPS man.
Oh.
It's a good thing.
I got to tell you, I've got a dog here that just heard that, and her ears perked up. You went, no, she doesn't want to be on camera.
She doesn't want to talk.
No, but no.
So Rick and I had planned to build this facility where we could train civilians on the skills necessary to preserve freedom in the United States. And I think it's a noble thing to do. I think it's a worthy thing to do. And I've invested 4 years of my life, at least, in that very goal. And this was post-Ferguson, you know, where we really decided, you know, this country needs a place in the Midwest where people can learn tier one asset level skills. Most firearms training facilities, you're trained by a policeman or you're trained by a lower level military guy. You're not being trained by a SEAL team guy that's willing to transfer high level skills. Here, we don't make the distinction whether you're civilian, law enforcement, military. We give you the information you need to survive in a given situation. We give you all of the information. Okay. And I think that's a valuable thing. I don't think any one entity has a monopoly on the truth. Now, should we secure things like our nuclear power plants, the technology that powers our carriers and our submarines? Absolutely. Those should be compartmented, as should anything that has major national defense implications. But the stronger you make the civilian citizen, the stronger the United States is. It has national defense implications in a positive way. And so teaching American citizens how to handle firearms safely, how to handle them efficiently, how to handle them and fight like a professional, that's actually a good thing, as long as you're training honorable people that aren't criminals. Okay? So the goal of the Freedom Center is to train honest American citizens in how to protect the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the United States of America.
And
simple goal.
Folks, they do it very well.
We have the best teachers and the best programs. I mean, it's like nowhere else in the world. If you haven't trained here, you're probably thinking, you're just saying that. Come out here and train, and we will rock your world. I promise you.
I've got
You'll be so much better after a few days of training. You won't believe it.
Yep. I've got testimonies by members or by people who have taken your courses, and they've said it's nothing like they've ever seen before. So that's good. Okay, so you've got the Freedom Center.
We built the Freedom Center. We got everything put together. Well, Rick passed away. He had a heart attack. One of our partners in this, the principal guy that wanted to push this forward, passed away. Well, the property was in his name because we had not executed the option to buy. And so his wife that survived his death, Tammy Plaster, who's connected to Steve Plaster, her brother, who's tightly connected to Roy Blunt, the Missouri U.S. Senator, Steve had his sister put a note on the door from a crooked attorney in the Ozarks saying, "Vacate my piece of property." And then they filed a lawsuit an unlawful detainer lawsuit, saying we were unlawfully detaining the property that we paid for in a lease. We paid for 10 years up front and have an option to buy on the contract, and they're suing us, trying to make us leave. They're trying to shut us down.
Right.
They don't want Republican senators and his rich buddies do not want us training civilians at a high level. And we have every right to do that, and we're going to continue doing that. And so now we're in the middle of a lawsuit. We just put $65,000 into a 360-degree range so that we could safely do advanced training. There's no other facility like it in the Midwest. It's an amazing place. We've got the instructors up high out of the way, and we can run exercises where people are fighting and training to break contact, and they can shoot targets in a 360-degree field of battle, just like you would in the real world if you were attacked. It's absolutely remarkable to watch this training take place. And we put so much money into this facility, we don't have any cash to fight this lawsuit. And they waited until we finished the facility before they filed the suit.
Deliberately waited until you,
yep.
Okay, so, and I've seen this happen before where people will, I'll just use the example of build a studio. You build a studio, you take just about every last dollar you have, put it into the studio, maybe you have to mortgage something, and then, you know, all of a sudden, bang, you know, you're hit with litigation. You know, or whatever. It's just, but in your case, that's exactly what happened. And you don't have any, your resources to be able to fight off this lawsuit, if I understand it correctly, are pretty much invested in what you built.
Yeah. If this lawsuit had happened 30 days ago, we would have had $30,000. To fight this suit. But since we put all this money into the new facility and paid the contractors probably 65% of what we owe them, we're now in a very cash poor position. And it's really unfortunate that wealthy Republicans that are actually turncoats, they're actually deep state, they want to take this facility and shut it down.
I can't imagine why. I mean, gee whiz. Yeah. So
imagine being in a place where you have to hire the most powerful Democratic law firm, Democrats, to defend a gun range to train civilians. That's where we're at.
I can actually imagine that, which it doesn't on its face, it doesn't really make sense, but I can imagine that based on my personal experience.
I'll bet you can.
You know, so yeah. And I'm sure people like Alex Jones and others can as well. All right. Now, having said that, the reason I brought this up is I really, folks, from the heart now, Sam did not ask me to do this. I'm doing this from the heart. I don't want to see Sam Andrews, the Freedom Center, what he's built. I don't want to see that destroyed. And in order for that not to happen, I asked him, you know, what he needs, and he's cash poor. I mean, they're cash poor because representation costs money. You don't say, hey, can you fight this lawsuit? There's no contingency basis. They want a retainer up front, and it's not like a divorce where you can get off by writing a $2,500 check for a divorce and as a retainer. No, the retainers are 10. 15, 20 times that, 30 times that, 40 times that. So here's what I'm asking our listeners and viewers to do. I'm asking our listeners and viewers to help Sam Andrews maintain operation of the Freedom Center by donating. All right. If you were going to donate to the Hagmann Report, I ask that you divert the donation to Freedom Center USA, to Sam. Now he set up. There is a PayPal link. I believe that's your PayPal, right? FreedomCenterUSA@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This will be in the program description box on HagmannReport.com. Yes, it says P right on the top there. What am I looking at? So, folks, please, in addition to PayPal, and again, FreedomCenterUSA@gmail.com, in addition there, also will have a mailing address if people want to write checks or whatever. But I would ask, humbly ask, anyone listening to this who has the means or the extra income to please support Sam in this time. Because, you know, look, I know rancid milk when I smell it, okay? And this is one of those times. So please help Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA, in his legal battle. I from the bottom of my heart, I ask you.
Wow. Thank you, Doug.
Well, I know you would never.
I don't know what to say. I'm blown away. Thank you.
Well, he never asked me to do it. I'm telling, and I will be helping. I will be sending money in this fashion. Okay. That's all I'm going to say, to assist you. But, folks, please, if we all get together, we can save what is by far the best, and I mean the absolute best, training facility in the country, and to protect and preserve our freedoms, the Second Amendment. Sam, you're an excellent instructor. You've got a litany of instructors that are just second to none. So I thank you for what you've built. Folks, don't allow the people take down what Sam has built. Let's not do that. So I'm going to put a period there. So look at HagmanReport.com for all of the information. It's on your screen for PayPal if you're interested. Please be generous. Please help him, because I do know how expensive it is. So Sam, back to you. If you want to continue with that, hopefully we did you okay with respect to that.
Wow,
play.
I don't know what to say or how to thank you for just saying that, but I guarantee you that the things that we are doing at the Freedom Center are solely focused on protecting this country. And if we don't defend ourselves effectively in this lawsuit, we may eventually be able to build another facility, but we'll be delayed by 3.5 to 4 years. And that may be too late.
Mm,
and that's my biggest concern.
That I'll tell you, that's we can't afford that. We don't have the time. I mean, look around you. We don't have the time. And if you think you're going to take it with you, or if you think you're going to keep it after what's about to bear down on us, I think you're wrong. So the best thing we can do is put it where it will be most useful. And that again is Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA @gmail.com for PayPal. And of course, HagmanReport.com. There'll be a, your mailing address will be, mailing address will be there. Should people make checks out to Freedom Center USA?
Freedom Center USA would be fine.
Okay.
And if you're going to send me a check, just call me and I'll give you the mailing address so you can send it to the person that handles the checks and we'll deposit them in the Freedom Center account.
Oh, okay. All right. So you don't want me to publish any address then?
We can. You can have them send it to 2437 Copperwood Drive. Copperwood. It's all one word.
2437 Copperwood Drive. Okay.
Copperwood Drive, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536.
Okay.
If you're going to mail us something, if it's a request for training or for a thermal site, or you want to, send us a check for a weapon system, that's probably the best address to send it to. We don't have a mailbox at the range because we're out on a rural highway in a remote area. And, when the feds send us paperwork on people suppressors, people ship us weapons, we don't want them sitting in a mailbox on Monday when we're closed out on a rural highway. So we have an office set up at the other address.
Okay.
Or a P.O. box, depending on what you're sending.
Okay. Well, we'll use the Copperwood Drive address, Freedom Center USA, 2437 Copperwood Drive, Lebanon, Missouri. What was the zip again?
65536.
65536. Okay, perfect.
Roger that.
All right. All right. Now we've got, let's see here. We've got about 10 minutes remaining. Anything you would like to close with here, because again, people are very on edge and rightfully so. I know God's in control. You know, you're a good, you're a Christian man. You know that, God's got this, but, we have to do our part as well. But is any closing remarks in the 10 minutes?
Yeah. I think it would be valuable for a lot of people to talk a little bit about what kind of mindset you want to have as a Christian as we go through this turmoil. So most people will make fear-based decisions. They're making emotional decisions. When they get angry about the election being stolen, when they get angry about corruption in their government, they're doing these fear-based thoughts and these emotional thoughts. And it's really helpful if you can dial down the emotions enough to bring up the logic and to be thoughtful. You know, scripture talks about being courageous. Fear nothing but your Father in heaven. And people, you know, I race motorcycles. I jump out of airplanes. I scuba dive in the ocean and kill fish that weigh three times as much as me with a spear gun. People just think that's just crazy. You know, aren't you scared of the sharks? And the answer is I respect the sharks, but I don't have a big emotional fear reaction. I've had large sharks, 12-foot bull sharks, come and try and take a grouper off my hip that I just hung on a stringer, you know, while I'm 120 feet underwater. I've had that happen multiple times in my life. But if you have a fear-based reaction in these situations, your chances of surviving them go down. And so it's really important as the stress level rises and the threat level rises and these things happen in your life that typically evoke fear and angst and emotion, that you dial the emotions down and you become a logical thinker. You become a practical guy. Make fighting these battles a cognitive process, not an emotional one. And you'll find that you can fight longer, you can fight harder, you can make better decisions. You know, we were out on the range today. I was out all morning training people from Wisconsin and from Illinois, I think from Idaho. We have one student from Idaho today. So we have people from all over the country here training at the Freedom Center this morning. And we have one student who was very, very tense. Their shoulders almost knocked their ear protection off their head. They were so tensed up. And of course, we notice that as instructors, and we see the emotion, and we see the tension, and we see the anxiety, and we just say, okay, everybody stop, holster their pistols. Okay, student number three, take a deep breath and relax. Let the emotion flow out of your body. Start to think cognitively about what you're going to do. Okay, now draw your pistol and fire your pistol without your face being tense, without any emotion, without any fear. And this particular student was very capable of relaxing her body and shooting with no tension. But someone had to ask her to do it and explain to her that she will shoot more accurately if she doesn't have this tension in her and this emotion. And it's the same thing for all types of fights and all types of battles. The more you can succeed in dialing down the emotion, the better decisions you'll make, and the more successful you'll be in the fight.
Huh. Simple enough, but a lot of people don't really get that. And I know what you, I know what you're talking about relax your face, relax your tongue. Now you're trying to fall asleep. That's a good exercise. But, so, what you're saying, I think just to simplify it, is don't do anything based on fear, out of fear, from fear.
Exactly. Do what Christ said. Fear only your Father in heaven. Don't be afraid of these criminals. You know, when I was a little boy, we had problems with J. Edgar Hoover, and we had problems with corrupt politicians, and you know, we had the Cuban crisis and all that. Kennedy was in office. And my grandfather looked at me and he said, son, don't worry about those things. He says, those people aren't anything special. They're just thieves and criminals. That's all they are. All they really need is a pair of handcuffs and some jail time. You don't need to fear these people. They're common criminals. And I remember smiling and thinking, yeah, they're just trying to steal stuff that doesn't belong to them.
Yeah.
And when you think about a corrupt police officer, a corrupt FBI agent, George Soros, okay, any other tyrant on planet Earth, they're really just trying to take what is God's and take what is yours. They're nothing but common thieves. They're not to be feared. They're to be arrested and tried by a jury of their peers.
I want to see that happen. I want to assist in making that happen. And I think if we all work together, we can do that. Your thoughts here, we've got about 4 minutes left. Your thoughts about the, how would I put this, the effectiveness of the marches that we're going to see, the peaceful protests on the Capitol as well as the state capitals this weekend. Do you think that's going to move the needle anywhere?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't think it will move the needle at all. The government does not care when you protest peacefully. The government only gets interested when the government realizes they're about to not have a monopoly on violence. Then the leadership gets scared. Then they get interested. But peaceful protests do nothing to sway those in power. And if you doubt that, go back and listen to the recordings of John F. Kennedy and his brother, who was Attorney General of the United States, and listen to them talking about racial violence in the 60s. It's a fascinating conversation. And they talk about how they have in their hip pocket, you know, this civil rights law that they can pass to show people in government are trying to protect them and convince them that their civil rights will be protected and improved. And that was their strategy to mitigate the violence. But, you know, there were people in those meetings that told them, you're going to see police officers getting shot in the back of the head in the dark of night. Mm-hmm. You need to do something to convince the people that you care about their rights. And so their answer was this silly civil rights law. You know, it wasn't fix the problems with racism. It was pass this silly law and tell everybody we fixed everything. So, but the real takeaway from those conversations is that very powerful people only get interested in protest when they realize they may not have a monopoly on violence.
Wow. Sam Andrews, very, thank you. That's all I can say is thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for coming on and, kind of laying the, blanket of calmness for all of us. I really appreciate you. I appreciate what you do. And folks, you can catch Sam on The Liberty Man, John Moore, every Monday, right? Am I right on that?
Yes, sir. Monday mornings.
All right. Perfect. We're going to be tuning in this Monday. Thank you for coming on. May God bless you. And we're going to be posting the information to help you out. God bless you, my
Doug,
friend.
Doug, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And let freedom ring. Have a great week.
All right. Folks, that was Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA, a patriot, a Christian, just a great guy, and a guy that does need our help, too. So, going to be right back after this. Stay right where you're at.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com, HagmanStore.com as well for some great, delicious coffee and proceeds that go to help fight child and human sex trafficking. You know, there was an article today, and we are working to get our next guest here on. There was an article today at Conservative Treehouse, the conservativetreehouse.com. COVID-19 is the agenda. Biden is merely the delivery vehicle. And I thought that was a clever title. And I thought that, the information in that report was just fabulous. And this, of course, was posted and published early this morning by Sundance, where he wrote this. He said, understanding the bigger picture is to understand how the fundamental change issues are not directly connected to the ongoing 2020 debate challenges, ballot issues, election outcome, etc. Yet the fundamental change issues required a Biden election. Now you think about this. And you can read the article. Go to theconservativetreehouse.com. You can read the article. And if you think about this, even that first sentence, it does make sense. It all makes sense. For example, why is COVID-19 so important on the political level? Why is it? The article explains why. And I would direct you to that article because it really strikes at the heart of what we're dealing with when you look at the shutdowns. When you look at the 22 states about ready to say, no, you got to shut everything down. When they are attacking us at Thanksgiving, don't you dare give thanks for this great country of ours. Don't you dare give thanks. Mm-mm. By the way, that's a racist holiday anyway. Austin Brower is my guest. He's a great young man. Him and his dad have the premier father-son radio show on the internet and on satellite radio. Ted and Austin Brower show. Folks, tune into that Monday through Friday, 3 to 4. Also on Sundays as well. Go to healthmasters.com. This is where the Hagman family are, people here at the studio. That means Eric the Tech. It's where we get our nutritional supplements from. They have the absolute best nutritional supplements bar none on the market. That's healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. If you do nothing else today, go to healthmasters.com and I triple dog dare you to, or if you haven't done this already, if you are new to this program, I triple dog dare you to order the ultimate multiple nutritional supplements and take them for 30 days. And then at the end of the 30 days, honestly, ask yourself how you feel. Do you feel differently? I think the answer will be yes. Plus, they've got a number of protocols there. That magnesium brain formula. And it's on sale. November super sale. Look at that. Look at that. That stuff is great. When I take that, when I look at the wall in the studio, I can actually see through the wall outside into the parking lot. That's how good this stuff is. Healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Austin Brower, how are you, sir?
I'm doing blessed, Doug. I guess I need to up my dosage.
Oh, you do?
B-complex. I got to get on your level.
I'm telling you, man. Honestly, that magnesium brain formula, whatever. When I was working on my second book, which, is, by the way, will be out shortly after it's – this is going through one more slight revision. It really made me, it cleared my thinking and it was something I could actually physically feel mentally recognize that, wow, that's gone. It's the fog is gone. It's lifted. So thank you for that. But yes, this stuff is good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's probably right up there. It's our number one, number two seller on our entire website, period. And it's funny because a lot of people have tried it or inquired about it. And I tell them, I'm like, listen, just try it. Yeah. I got a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, send it back to me. I'll give you a refund on it. But just try it because I promise you, every single person that's tried that, dude, I don't think I ever get refunds on it, ever. I mean, I have a very, very low refund rate because of the quality of supplements. But that magnesium brain food, every person that tries it is like, man, I feel clear. I have more energy. Yep. I just feel better. Really helps out with cramps. Fantastic product. And so now more than ever, people have to be staying awake and alert of what's going on because everything's just gotten weird this week. I mean, it continues to get weirder, Doug. But I mean, now I saw earlier today in Greece or yesterday, they've now done another round of lockdowns in Greece. You now have to text to leave your house. You have to text the government, get permission to leave your home now in Greece. You got to tell them where you're going, what you're doing, how long you're going to be gone, and the need that you're leaving for. And if you basically are caught outside without getting permission from the government, you either basically are detained or fined severely. I don't even really know what to say much anymore as far as the level of tyrannical lockdown that the entire world's experiencing. And then, you know, we have all these states now that are doing the same thing. I mean, New York governor up there telling everybody they can only have, you know, 10 people in their home at any point in time. California doing the same thing. Some of these states going so draconian. And, you know, it's funny to me. I brought up on the show today, just, you know, just kind of sarcastically, but still being seriously. I said, it's funny. You know, we have all these different things like, you know, cigarette smoke that kills 480,000 people a year. We have alcoholism and pancreatic cancer. We have all these different ailments every single year that are self-inflicted by individuals contributing to millions of deaths every single year in the United States. And not once are they ever significantly regulated or banned or restricted at all. And now we're telling everybody you have to run around and basically put a diaper on your face. You have to limit your exposure to your own family. You can't go to these places for holidays now. If you want to have a Christmas party, you can only have 3 households can meet together in California. By the way, and people need to understand this, these are not lawful orders. You do not have to abide by these in these states, my friends. Learn up the law and learn your state rights and what you have and be educated and stand your ground when the time comes. A governor does not have the right to tell you an edict of how many people can be in your home. That is your domain. That is your castle. That is your home. Nobody has the right to tell you how many people can be over there. And what they've done now in so many of these states and in many countries all across the world, they've now pushed the narrative and pushed the line to see how far they can get people to comply with these unbelievably unlawful draconian rules. And the sad part about it is the vast majority of people are still following them. My good friend that I've worked out with for 4 years, and I've been a workout partner, he just graduated from college a little bit younger than me. So I like it. He pushes me a little bit more because he's still in that drive and goal that he wants to get bigger and stronger and faster. I'm in my 30s now. I just want to maintain at this point. I'm not trying to be a mass monster anymore and compete. But it was funny. He came in the gym yesterday. And he's like, man, you're going to get a kick out of this. And I said, yeah, what's going on? He goes, I've been dating this girl in Tampa. Tampa's like about 30 minutes west of us. I said, yeah, the one girl. He's like, yeah, I've been dating her for about a month. And she invited me over to her parents' home this weekend for a wine tasting event. I said, well, I know you don't drink a lot. I was like, no, I don't drink a lot, but she wanted me over, so I figured I'd go over there. I was like, okay. And he said, but she told me, you know, I basically couldn't bring anybody else with me, and her parents are super paranoid about COVID, so they, like, don't leave the house very much, and they want everybody to wear a mask. And he's like, well, I don't really want to wear a mask to go taste wine. That just sounds kind of pathetic, to be honest with you. He goes, I'm in Polk County over here. Like, we've just chosen not to participate in COVID. And guess what? There's hardly any deaths, any cases, any hospitalizations of it whatsoever. He goes, I'm not going to call a positive case a case because it's not a case just because somebody tested positive and is walking around fine. She goes, all right, well, let me talk to my mom. Let me make sure everything's good. So she calls him back and she goes, listen, she goes, my mom's kind of mad at me now. This is what she told my workout partner yesterday. She goes, my mom's kind of mad at me now that you're not really on the same boat that we are and that, you know, you're kind of this COVID denier. She said, so what she needs you to do now every time we hang out, because for my protection, she needs you to go and get a COVID test and make sure you're negative every weekend before we go anywhere to make sure I don't contract it for you. And he literally started laughing hysterically on the phone. He said, he goes, you're joking, right? She goes, no, I need you to get a COVID test. Now this girl's 22 years old, still lives with her parents. And he said, well, I can pretty much tell you right now, if that's even a thought of something you would contemplate, we're done. Don't call me again. Please don't just lose my number. I'm not even going to associate with somebody that's that ignorant and that uneducated. And she's like, oh, okay. And that's it. And I thought to myself, wow, there are people out there right now, still even in the state of Florida, even though DeSantis has opened everything up, that they are living in so much fear right now of COVID. They are really expecting other people to completely change their entire lifestyle, the way they live, everything they do, lock themselves in a hole basically every day, and don't get out unless you're given permission to, all in the name of protecting everybody against the virus that we now have seen can be easily treated with vitamin C and D3. And in most cases, individuals that are already taking vitamin C and D3 have very little to no symptoms whatsoever, including my workout partner who tested positive for COVID about 4 months ago when he was still living in Tampa and his apartment lease was up and he decided to get out of there and tested negative like 2 weeks later. And what's crazy now, Elon Musk put out a tweet this morning showing everybody, you saw that, how complete, I've been saying this for months, this PCR test, even the manufacturer that put this test together, the maker, the guy that basically is the inception of this PCR test, he came out and said, listen, this thing is not accurate for COVID. It does not isolate COVID. It can pick up on remnants of viruses and then it extrapolates on them and basically zooms in, so to speak, and will basically give a positive test for a virus. A simple common cold can cause a positive test in the PCR. Elon Musk comes on, basically gets tested positive, test negative, test positive again, then test negative again, all in the period of 24 hours. Same nurse, same place, same everything. And he goes, something basically is disturbingly wrong with this PCR test. And people need to realize we're being lied to, essentially. He's the same one who came out and said him nor his family would get a COVID vaccine, as we're seeing now that Ticketmaster just came out and said they essentially will not allow anybody to attend concerts or events through Ticketmaster unless they have a negative test or a COVID positive test. They came out with that this week. It's funny. Now today, they've gone in now and they said, well, we were just looking at it and deciding if we were going to implement that in the next couple weeks. That is not definitive yet. Because what's funny was myself and numerous other people posted that on Facebook, Instagram, social media, all of a sudden, the Health Masters, and many people reposted it. And apparently Ticketmaster got blasted this week after they said that. You're telling me you're a ticket company, you sell tickets, and you're not going to sell tickets to somebody unless they have a negative test or they take a COVID vaccine? I mean, okay, how about we just don't buy tickets anymore? You guys can go kick rocks. So it's really crucial, Doug, right now. And I know you talk about it and I talk about it. I sound like a broken record right now. But it is crucial that people start standing up for their rights. If not, we are literally about to lose every single right that we have in this country, especially when I looked at what the World Economic Forum just put out recently. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But, I mean, where are we at right now with this, man? I mean, are there people still up in Pennsylvania that are this stupid? I'm assuming there are probably everywhere. Oh.
Beyond stupid. And there, I just want to point out to the people joining me, before you came on, I was talking about an article written in at the Conservative Treehouse, written by the author, pen name Sundance, and the relationship between the fact that it's necessary for Biden to assume the presidency and the COVID-19, the Chinese Party virus. It's the title of the article, very simply, is COVID-19 is the agenda. Biden is merely the delivery vehicle. And it's an excellent article. And what it does state, and this is something that you have often mentioned, is aside from COVID-19 or the coronavirus being disproportionately hyped as such a dangerous threat, when the statistical danger is much less than the intense level of hype, you know, what's going on there? Well, the answer, simply put, is social change under the guise of coronavirus mitigation. and the changes that are going to be made will never be undone. It's forever. And the article does go into a lot of things that you talk about. And we can see how this is going to be playing out. But yes, to answer your question, just so people know, there is a great divide in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, especially up here in the north, it seems, where if you don't wear a mask, you're shamed and you're scoffed at. I have not worn a mask yet. With the exception of a doctor's appointment, I had to wear a mask because I wouldn't be treated. Okay. So frankly, doctor's offices, I'd wear a biohazard suit anyway, but
yeah.
So that was all right with me. But no, it's ridiculous. So yes, it's ridiculous, but the ideological division with respect to this is just crazy. It really is. So
yeah, no, it's beyond disturbing. I'll be honest with you. I begin to lose a lot of faith in people just in general, that so many people I even knew that were pretty, even Republicans, pretty strong conservatives, patriots, people that even stood up for other people's rights, that they still now have just continued to follow suit with this because it's what the lemmings do. It's what, the sheep do. It's when they're following the crowd now. And the problem is, it's much, much easier just to put on a mask, not deal with crap, not have any conflict, and just, okay, I'm just going to do my thing, man. I'm just going to do my thing. And I've repeatedly, like when my wife wants to go out somewhere and try a new restaurant or go out for, a night on the weekend, I'll call people up. I'll call a restaurant and say, hey, listen, I need to know what your plan is on this. I need to know what your policy is on this. I don't wear a mask. I will not wear a mask. And I need to understand if that's going to be an issue. If not, if it is, I basically will not bother you. I'll take my business elsewhere. And around here, the vast majority of places have been pretty cool about it, with the exception of a lot of big chain areas. And that's what we're seeing now, is that a lot of these areas that have continued to profit heavily during COVID, like Costco, Amazon, Walmart, Sam's Club, are kind of the tip of the spear now for trying to force this narrative on individuals. In fact, our phone rep, Steve, a lot of customers, a lot of listeners know him. He's fantastic. He's super knowledgeable, answers the phones all the time here. Great guy. He basically got thrown out of Costco in Tampa a couple days ago. Went in there and had a mask on because they told him to put a mask on. He's like, okay, listen, I'm going to put a mask on. I don't want to deal with it. I'm tired. Puts a mask on, has it about mouth level, has his nose out. And a employee walks up to him and goes, you got to put your mask up over your nose. And he goes, no, man. He goes, I have a health condition. I got to make sure I got adequate oxygen. And they said, we don't care. You got to put it up. He goes, I have a medical exemption. I have a health problem. I am not going to put it over my nose. And they said, listen, if you don't put the mask on, we're going to ask you to leave Costco. And Steve goes, wait a minute, let me clarify this. I have a medical condition. You're now telling me that you're going to deny me service because of a medical condition, which de facto means you're violating the American Disabilities Act, and you're discriminating against me due to a health problem. And the guy goes, I don't care what you have to say. You pull your mask up or you're going to leave the store. And Steve said he just kind of took a step back and was like, this guy was so blind with power that he really thought that he's like the Costco Gestapo. And Steve looks at everybody around. He said, dude, there's like 15 other people over here. They got their masks pulled down. There's nobody breathing here. And the guy goes, I don't care. I'm talking to you right now. And Steve goes, okay. Pushes his full cart to the side. I don't need to check out. Have a nice day. I'm going to cancel my Costco membership. You have a good time. You just lost another customer and left. I told Lana last night, I said, we have a Costco membership. I don't ever go there because it's over in Brandon. But she goes over there a lot, and they ask her to wear a mask, and she says no, and they don't really bother her. But apparently now, as of November 16th, they just came out yesterday and said, masks are fully mandatory at Costco nationwide. If you have a medical exemption, you have to wear a face shield before you're allowed to enter the store. So you have to wear one of the big face shields, like a, like a dunce hat, like yeah. I'm a moron hat, and you put a face shield over you like you're in some gladiatorial sport and walk around, because apparently those just immediately stop COVID and protect everybody. I'm being sarcastic. But I told Lance, I said, cancel the Costco membership. I said, I'm done. I said, I'm literally checking the box off on, 80% of the companies I've supported. And, quite frankly, Doug, I don't even know if it's going to make a difference much anymore what I do, because so many people are just blindly going to get on their knees and ask to get shot in the face with a vaccine. It appears to me like that now. And I talk to people, and half the people are just like, oh, no, it's for our protection. You know, you need to wear a mask. And I'm like, dude, don't talk to me. I'm not talking to you. Don't talk to me. Dude, you need to put a mask on. Listen, if you want to tell me to put a mask on, how about you come up here and put a mask on me right now so it works out for you? Oh, well, I'm not going to do that, sir. Okay, then leave me alone. Don't bother me. I'm trying to travel freely, unmolested on my way into your business to give you my money. Why don't you just leave me alone? And it's crazy now. There's an article that came out from Zero Hedge today, and it said the Great Reset's vision of the future. And there's a video that basically was put together by the World Economic Forum, and it's quite disturbing.
Yes.
And do you see that?
Yes.
Basically, you own nothing, and you'll be happy. That's what it says on there. As it basically shows this guy smiling with a drone delivering products to your household, and basically it says no humans were involved in the manufacturing, packaging, or delivering this product. Rest assured, it's virus and bacteria free. And we're about to walk into that right now. We're about to walk into the Great Reset. And so many people are willingly accepting what's happening to them. I mean, we now have a president of the United States, a sitting president, who won in almost all the votes the night of the election, and they stopped voting after midnight in all key swing states that basically he was winning in that are democratically controlled. Miraculously, 3 hours later, Biden's beating him by hundreds of thousands of points. Now we find out that this Dominion software ballot counter that's in every single county in Georgia now is so corrupt and is so fraudulent and has so many glitches, we don't even know what to believe. Now I've found out, too, that Texas has declined to use the Dominion software ballot counter numerous elections in a row for one specific reason, they said, because it has an Ethernet port on the back, and you can connect it to the Internet and control it remotely and or hack it if you need to. So pretty much we now know the aspect of these glitches are not glitches because they're only one-way glitches. Nothing glitched in Trump's favor. And at the same time, we're watching the fraud right in front of our face. We're watching the steal, the theft right in front of us of an election in a constitutional republic. We have the media that is now basically locked down. It's completely locked in. Biden's the winner. Biden's going to be in the office. There's nothing you can do about it. Completely disregarding everything doing with fraud, everything that's happened. And if this happens, we've lost the republic. And the only other option left is basically a Revolutionary War 2.0. I really hate even saying that. It's something that would be the last on my list to get involved in. I really enjoy life. I enjoy my family. But if the American populace actually wants to have any remnants of freedom left, there's only one other option. And if not that option's not available, then that means there will be no republic here anymore. We will have lost the country. Mask, vaccines, lockdowns, travel restrictions, every single thing you loathe and hate right now will become a full-blown reality for the foreseeable future. And the sad part is, to me, Doug, vast majority of people don't even seem to mind. They're so scared and they've been so brainwashed, the only thing they care about is protection. And the funny thing about it is protection is the last thing on your list when you're a free man, because freedom is not easy and freedom is not protected by itself. You have to protect freedom. And once you find out that you no longer have freedom, you no longer have freedom or protection or the ability to do anything. It's gone. That choice has been taken from you because you gave it away. And so I just continue to encourage as many people as I can, wake up. Stand your ground and be vocal with this right now, because this mask, this vaccine, this is the last rollout to a new world order, what they're trying to do. This great World Economic Forum, this great reset they're promoting now, they're planning on rolling through with it. And the amount of resistance that they've encountered has literally been virtually none. And that saddens me in this great country, Doug. It really does.
You know, during the first hour, I played a clip from Rudy Giuliani talking with Lou Dobbs just briefly. You had mentioned, I'm going to just back up a little bit.
Yeah.
You mentioned Dominion voting systems. Dominion is used in 28 states in the United States. As you mentioned, Georgia used in 159 the counties in Georgia, 159 counties in the general election. It's represents the Dominion voting software represents 1/3 of the U.S. market of voting, again, in all 28 states. The Dominion hired Nadeem El-Shami, Pelosi's chief of staff, as a lobbyist. Dominion happens to be owned by Indira, which is actually owned by Smartmatic. 2003-2004, this came into play. Smartmatic, and which is connected to Dominion, which are the voting machines or the voting software used, developed by three people out of Venezuela on behalf of Hugo Chavez to throw elections. And, that's Dominion software. It's to fix elections, according to Rudy Giuliani. It's a Canadian company. And oh yes, the votes for tabulation through the software go to Barcelona, Spain. How do you like them apples? And okay, so that's the vote. And isn't it interesting too? You pointed this out. Our way of life is changing, and people are at least half the population, roughly maybe 47-48%, seems are accepting this without any resistance whatsoever. And you know, I'm with you 100%. I never want to see bloodshed in the streets of America. Even though, you know, I talk tough. Yeah. But no, I don't want to see that. I'd much rather be playing with my dog, walking my dog, or playing, you know, with my grandchildren. I don't need this, but I'll tell you what, they push us and they're pushing us. I don't see a way around this, and I'm not seeing a way around this. I don't know about you, but I ain't got a good feeling about this. That's just me.
No, I mean, and that's what I've continued to be bringing up. And I've been doing, you know, as many shows as I can get on, talking to as many people as I can. Every time I go out in public and I see people not wearing masks, I thank them. Most of them are very awake. I've even chatted with a few of them at the supermarket. And it's actually nice to go somewhere and talk to somebody, not talk to somebody through a mask where they're sitting there garbling and spitting and drooling on themselves, you know, huffing and puffing, trying to sit there and breathe through it. It's embarrassing, man, watching people do that. And, you know, the thing about it is now there's only a few steps left for these globalists. And I mean, as a lot of old army guys, I always heard them say, war is hell. There's nothing good about it. There's nothing great about it. There's nothing fun about it. It's not enjoyable. It's horrible. But the problem is they're pushing us into a corner where there's going to be a point. There's only two options. Basically, get on your knees, put your hands on top of your head and submit, or basically stand your ground, get an elevated position and do what you need to do as long as you can. And that's pretty much the point that we're reaching now. And it saddens me that so many Americans, I think that's the worst part that's bothering me now, is that I've seen so many people that talk a big game and they've completely and totally got on their knees and said, okay, sure, whatever you want me to do, I'm here. And it's just, it's embarrassing, Doug. I think that's the biggest word I can think of, just the most direct description of America right now. It's embarrassing. And now you have all these states locking down again, and you have these people getting in arguments all the time, thinking that they're walking around like they're mask Nazis, telling people to wear a mask. I mean, Atlanta got – she went to Greenwise in Lakeland. Some lady basically said something to her. Atlanta's like, why are you talking to me? I didn't engage you. Well, you need to wear a mask. She goes, no, I have a medical condition, and I'm not going to wear a mask. How about you mind your own business? She's like, oh, huff and puff and walked off. And it's crazy to me now how many people – it's just – I guess it's just – at my age – I've always believed, you know, in the American dream and in freedom. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you realize when you start getting older that's a fallacy, it's a fantasy when you get older about America. But this one thing that I've always stood by is that, you know, America always has the right to consent. We always have the ability to make our own choices and use wisdom and make the correct choices in most cases. And I think that's what's so troubling to me is we know the masks absolutely do not stop the virus whatsoever from transmission. That's a complete and total lie. There's numerous research studies that I even have on my website at Health Masters that go into detail on that and discussions of flu transmission and viral transmissions through masks. We know now that they even tell everybody, oh, well, now you can put a face mask on, you know, a little plexiglass face mask. Like that, apparently the virus just doesn't go anywhere. Oh, that's to stop droplets from spreading in the air. We already know now the transmission of this virus is not very aggressive. If it is, it's very, very inactive because majority of people who have gotten it don't have any symptoms. I mean, I told somebody the other day, I said, does anybody else think it's even mildly ironic that we're allegedly going through the most violent, most deadliest, most horrific virus in history, even though it's not that, I'm being sarcastic, but that's what they've poised it as. But it's so horrific of a virus that about 80% of the people have to get tested just to find out if they have it because they're asymptomatic. And then we got lied to, completely lied to, for the first time in recorded history, we have a virus that's unbelievably deadly, and again, I'm being sarcastic, that transmits asymptomatically. When you first hear that, you're like, oh my gosh, that's scary. But then you think about that, you go, well, that makes zero sense. If everybody's an asymptomatic transfer, everybody's basically spreading it and they're asymptomatic, then how the hell can it be that deadly? Because everybody's got it and nobody even knows they have it because they have no symptoms from it. That's the question that I can't get through to anybody's head. And people go, oh, I know so-and-so died from it. Did they? They really died from COVID. They contracted COVID as a middle to young age, healthy adult with zero prior health issues, no medications, ate clean, exercised, trained healthy, and they dropped dead from COVID a week or two after they contracted it. That really happened. I haven't met one single person that's been able to tell me that. I've heard story about somebody I knew, it's somebody I knew that talked to somebody's grandma died from COVID. But when you monetize the doggone hospitals and you tell them, hey, you know, we're going to give you $36,000 for every COVID death you have. Golly, if I was a hospital director, I'd be writing them on them too if I didn't have any morals or ethics. I'm like, oh, that's COVID, that's COVID, that's COVID. I told you guys, one of my good friends, his wife works at the COVID ward and in other aspects of Winter Haven Hospital, right down the road. I mean, I know she was at Ted's party on Saturday. He said, there's three COVID patients right now in the COVID ward. Three.
Yep.
And every single death in the hospital, doesn't matter if it's basically a bad birth, doesn't matter if it's a cancer patient, doesn't matter if it's a burn victim, doesn't matter if it's a vehicle accident, doesn't matter if it's a suicide, Doug. Every single death in the hospital has to have a nasal swab for a COVID test post-mortem after they die. And the vast majority of them test positive for COVID. And guess what that means on the death certificate? COVID was the cause of death. Hearing it firsthand. Anybody else that wants to say it differently, dude, why don't you go prove the facts? Show me differently then. Because as we're seeing now, the flu doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist. Didn't have to show up this year. Imagine that. The flu did not show up this year. Who would have thought that was going to happen? This is the great lie, and this is being done as the great reset because these globalist banker boys have found the easiest way to get people into submission is fear. And what better way to scare people by a terrorist that you can't see, you can't smell, you can't touch, you can't hear, you can't kill, you don't know where he's at. He's lurking around every corner, and every single person may be carrying that terrorist on their in their nose. And you have to watch out because every single person may be walking around with a terrorist is going to try to come kill you. I mean, what better of a lie can you come up with, Doug, to control an entire populace and push them in a state of fear? I really can't think of one.
You know, the Islamic threat, as it was hyped, didn't work. So this is the perfect vehicle, isn't it? I mean, it's odorless, colorless. You don't know where it is. It's everywhere. You know, this works. And I know, you know, the thing about this is, and I, that video you're talking about, it might be a couple of days old, but it's so relevant in the timing with the elections. If you look back, if you take a few steps back, look at the bigger picture and you can see how we as a population have been and continue to be manipulated and motivated by fear, some of us. And, you know, we can't go out of the house. My goodness, I'm going to defy all laws and I'm going to invite a whole bunch of people over for Thanksgiving. No one's going to take that from me. No one's going to tell me how many people I can have in my home. No one's going to tell me how many people I can have or how late I can stay out. You know, this is just beyond ridiculous. And to comply is to acquiesce to a totalitarian authority. And I believe as a Christian, that is a sin. That's my belief.
Absolutely. I mean, as far as forsaking the gathering of one another, this is exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to present the fact that they have now decreed, they have the ability to tell you who you can have in your home. Remember, there's no law, there's no constitutional basis in this. They are just decreeing it, and they're seeing if it works. And the problem is a lot of people listen to it. The same thing with the mask. There's no way to enforce that. You've had a couple cities that have tried to fine people, but what if nobody wore masks? And the ironic part to me, Doug, and this is what's so funny to me, right? They're so funny to me. They run around, CDC says, well, the masks work, well, they don't work, well, they work for infected people, now they work to protect you. They flip-flop 5-6 times in this now, you know, stinking communist group, CDC. But what's interesting about it is the vast majority, and you can attest to this as well as me, the vast majority of the population, when I go out, is wearing a mask. Almost everybody's wearing a mask. Everywhere I go, people wear a mask, still down here in Florida. But yet, we still have all these cases going up. All these cases. Well, we already know now this PCR test is completely and totally fraudulent. Right. So if we know the tests are fraudulent, the cases are going up, and everybody's still wearing a mask and the cases are still going up, and we did lockdowns before and the cases still went up, doesn't that kind of show everybody that the cases are still going to go up whether we do anything or not? And secondly, are they really cases, or are they just faulty PCR tests that are testing positive for any type of viral exposure that you have in your nose? And so we have to reach a point in time. We can't do this forever as a country. And some people, for some odd reason, they fall and prey to this lie that this is all going to work itself out. The only way it's going to work itself out is when we stand up and say, hey, guess what? We're going to make it work out now. We're going to deal with it. We have this insane thing, this crazy thing in our bodies that God gave us, God Almighty, called an immune system. Oh, imagine that. Designed to fight off virus and bacterial exposure. Imagine that. God made us to fight off these type of exposures. Crazy, crazy concept. Don't know how people figure it out. And we know that vitamin C and D3 directly respond to the immune system in fighting off viruses. We have research after research after research showing the higher levels of D3 and vitamin C, especially intravenous vitamins, IV vitamin C, in patients in an ICU. Have almost 100% success rate, walk out of the hospital within a few days. But nobody talks about that. You notice that? Mainstream media, even Donald Trump, Biden, Kamala, anybody, nobody.
Nobody talks crickets. About it. That's right.
Crickets. Everywhere I go, crickets. I bring it up. Some people, they go, really? Vitamin C is good for the immune system? I'm like, whoa. Are we back in colonial times now? Do I need to explain to you what scurvy is? Did you never learn what vitamin and minerals are in your body? Let's sit down and have a really, really good talk right now. Golly. But then same kind of people will go to the store and they'll stock up on diet soda and high fructose corn syrup and Twinkies and ding dongs and cupcakes and all the food. And they'll shove it down their body, stay sick as a dog. And they'll say, you need to put a mask on. You need to put a mask on to protect me. And then they pull their mask out, eat another Twinkie. You need to put your mask on. You're going to make me sick. I'm going to finish my Twinkie first. So. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're disgusting. Just stop. I mean, like with Newsom, Governor Newsom out in California, telling people they need to take a bite of food and then put their mask on in between bites and take it back
how
down.
How gross
and put another
is
bite.
That? How gross
that's
is that?
So far beyond disgusting, Doug, and such a violation of even basic sanitary guidelines. It drives me to the wall when I first saw that, man.
I have to say that, folks, if you're that concerned, even if you're, I don't know, maybe if you're watching this program and you're undecided, it doesn't matter. You can go to healthmasters.com and even if you don't believe in any of this, they've got the best nutritional supplements on the market, healthmasters.com. They've got an immune system kit already made up for you to boost your immune system. Hey, we take it here. Eric takes it. My daughter, who's pregnant, takes it. My wife, we all take it. And we all take Health Masters nutritional supplements. Folks, please do this. This is what will help your body. Because of the nutritional deficiencies in our food, this is what is going to help you stay healthy. So please do me a favor. And I don't get any commission off this. I'm telling you from the heart. We've got like 6 listeners, okay? I can't afford to lose any listeners and viewers. So, I'm joking, of course, but please. But I should note as well, because I don't want to get called by the FDA or FEC or SEC or whatever, USDA. I was joking about seeing through walls, okay? But this, and I'm not making any medical claims. But I will say this personally, after I began my regimen, the immunity booster regimen, I have not had a cold. I have not had the flu. I've felt punky, you know, but nothing, like I used to have. And that's healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. There it is. So.
And I encourage everybody, Doug, and I mean this sincerely, go out and do your own research on this. I'm not CNN. I'm not Fox. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm the end all be all to everything. You have to listen to what I say right now. What I'm telling you is do your own research. I'm simply just giving you the facts that I have found, and I post them up on our website every day. We have thousands of news articles and links on there. We have different articles. We have videos. Put all kinds of stuff up on the website. Do your own research. Do your own research and make your own decision. That's the biggest thing I encourage to tell people is make an informed decision. Don't be those mindless sheep to go, oh, CNN told me vitamins are bad. They told me vaccines are good. I should get my vaccine because CNN said so. Let's go to the store, honey, and get our vaccine. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. If you're going to make a decision, make an informed decision, especially when it comes to something as important as your health. About oxygen. Oxygen deprivation is a real thing, guys. Brain, as far as brain issues and deficiencies in the brain with oxygen, especially in young children and lack of development, it's a real thing. Bacterial pneumonia is a real thing. These are real problems that are happening to people that are wearing these masks all the time. I have no benefit in telling people not to wear masks. You got to understand that. All I do is get eviscerated for saying this by a vast majority of idiots that don't know anything about science or truth. They sit there go, oh, you're an anti-masker. You're anti-science. I'm like, dude, I'll have a healthy debate with you, but go do your own research first, and then we'll come back and compare notes. If your notes are similar to my notes, then we got a good thing. If you're still completely opposite from me, then let's have a healthy debate. Nobody ever does, though. They just like, no, it's ridiculous. This is silly. You're an anti-science person. I don't want to talk to you. I'm like, dude, I'm just questioning the narrative. Isn't that the bedrock principle this country was founded on, Doug? Last time I checked, that was one of the bedrocks of this country, was questioning your government, questioning the narrative, asking, hey, you know what? This doesn't make sense. Can you please explain to me why you're asking me to do this right now? Because I really don't agree with it. I don't like it. But any time, and oh, listen to me, guys, listen to me really good on this. Anytime you encounter somebody in authority, anytime you talk to somebody or interact or hear something, even anything, from somebody in authority, and they refuse to allow you to question what they're saying, they refuse to answer any questions about your questions, they refuse to address any concerns or topics you have, and they simply dismiss them as fake or anti-science, that's when you really need to question what they're saying. I've never been like that. I encourage people to question what I say. Go research it. Go look it up. If you still feel like you do the research on oxygen deprivation and the lack of functioning with masks and how little they do much of anything as far as when it comes down to viruses, and you really feel like you should still wear a mask and decrease your oxygen and run around like a good little sheep, by all means do it. It's a free country. But I'm telling you right now, and I said this 6 months ago, the mask will be used as a form of submission. They always force slaves that they've conquered in countries to wear masks, muzzles, or gags. This prevents them, A, from communicating with other slaves or prisoners, and it also prevents them from talking or speaking to the masters. They do not want you to speak. put on your muzzle. That's what they're telling everybody right now. This virus is something very minor for the most part. If you have an immune system and your body's strong and you have proper nutrients, it's minimal at best. They don't want to have that narrative hit the news. They have to keep up the narrative that everybody's dying, everybody's sick, every case is going up every single day in every single state. That's the narrative, because this is and will be used from the very beginning to usher in this new world order, great reset. You can do the math. You can look at the numbers. I mean, you got these vaccine manufacturers now that have already manufactured the vaccine before the FDA even approves it. You have a vaccine that has to be kept at negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit
to keep it stable. Why?
To protect the genetic material is allegedly what they are saying. I kid you not. Negative 94 degrees below zero.
Yeah.
Until right before it's injected, it has to be thawed. It has to be kept in a suitcase-like box inside of a deep freezer, and that deep freezer and box has to have dry ice continually put in it, and that box can only be opened up twice a day to pull the vaccine out of it. It can be thawed immediately before injection and has to be discarded thereafter. Negative 94 degrees to protect the genetic material of this vaccine. This is not conspiracy theory, my friends. This is a fact directly from Pfizer. Vaccines always have to be at least refrigerated or kept at 30 degrees, 28 degrees. That's in order to basically prevent contamination, prevent bacteria growth. So they say negative 94. Do you know any place, any freezer, anything you have right now that can take something to negative 94? I don't. Very few things like that exist in the residential world. You're talking about military grade, commercial grade freezers to even remotely bring something close to that temperature. So that's why I've asked everybody, Doug, what is the genetic material in these vaccines that they have to keep it? What is so volatile? What is so reactive in these vaccines that you got to keep it that cold at all point in times to make it active? Do your own research, my friends. Look it up and ask the same question, because apparently nobody else is seeming to ask that question but me, and I don't know why.
Well, to my credit, toot my own horn, beep, beep, I wondered that. I haven't researched to find out why, but that seems to me that was when I read it, I had to read it twice to make sure I was reading it correctly. But what's in there? You want to go down that line? You don't have to go down that road.
Quite frankly, Doug, I don't know what's down that line. I'm honestly quite spooked to go down that line.
Yeah.
We know that it's aborted fetal tissue. They already said that. I forgot which models. There's, I think, one or two different models they've used, the aborted fetal tissue. I don't have it in front of me. If I had these notes in front of me, I would have. They also know you're using large doses of aluminum. That's very normal. And other genetic material, I have no idea. This is an RNA vaccine. This has never been used or approved even for testing on human beings. Ever. Ever, ever. This is the first time an RNA vaccine has ever been rolled out for human testing and mass human consumption. Ever. And the fact that they're telling us, and that's the only thing I can find, about why they have to keep the temperature that cold, and it was, and I quote, to protect the genetic material inside the vaccine. What is that genetic material? Nobody's disclosed it. I'm very, very curious. I'm looking forward to getting an insert, even though it's probably going to scare the crap out of me, but I cannot wait. I'm talking to numerous people. I'm trying to figure out where I can get an insert when Pfizer actually greenlights this, because they have not fully released this vaccine for the public to know what's in it yet. They will not do so until the FDA approves it. And when that happens, they are going to keep this thing so tight-lipped, it's going to be like a doggone Ziploc bag in a freezer. They are not going to want anybody to peer in there and open it up and see what's in this stuff. But we're going to have to dig, and when we dig, we're going to have to expose it as soon as we find out. And then I expect the American populace to look at the information and then make an informed decision, because that is their right. It is your right as an American to know what you're putting in your body. You have that right. Just like the FDA requires nutritional facts to be put on the label of a box. Imagine if you went to the store, Doug, and you said, you know what? I want a box of cereal. This cereal looks really good right now. It's supposed to be really yummy cereal. And you flip it on the side. There's no nutritional facts. You flip it on the other side. No nutritional facts. What the heck's in this stuff? Filled with great ingredients that keep you healthy. And you're looking at it and you're like, are you going to buy it? Hell no, you're not going to buy it. I'm going to put it on my shelf and be like, that's sketchball. No nutritional facts in that. I'm not putting that in my body. I don't even know what's inside of it. They're going to do this with the vaccine. Even though they have to disclose what's in it, they're going to try to make it so hard to find, so difficult to find, and try to convince everybody you need this vaccine for your protection and everyone else's. Don't ask questions. Don't question the narrative. Don't ask me why. Don't even do your own research. You listen to me because I told you to get it. That's what they're going to say. And so, again, I encourage everybody, research this vaccine. This is an RNA-based vaccine. I've gone into it in detail in other shows. I don't have enough time to do it today. Do your own research. Find out what's in it. Now we know this thing has to be kept at 94 degrees below zero. You got to really question where we're going with this thing and what genetic material they have to keep this thing that cold at to keep it protected. I'm just telling everybody right now, do your research, open your eyes, and ask questions what's really going on right now, Doug.
Yeah, and I thought Hillary was icy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's something not right. And, you know, you had mentioned something. I don't know. And I'm not making fun of anyone, I guess. But, you know, people who are pushing, it's the science. You know, science leads. Now we can get back to science. I posted this on my personal Twitter. These are the people. This is one person making scientific decisions. Okay. On the right is Dr. Rachel Levine. Yeah, I think used to be Richard. I don't know. Might still be Dick. I don't know if there's one there. I don't care to know. But so let me get this. And on the left is, I can't remember that name. Elections judge.
It's ugly, whatever that is.
So tell me again how we're denying science, yet they're embracing science. I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm just asking a question. Target, I don't know whether you saw this earlier today. Target is banning a book based on a Twitter complaint saying that the book is questioning, I can't find it, questioning transgendering of children. Okay, so you can find it on your own. But it's all nuts, man. It's just gone nuts. Do you see, here we only have a few minutes left, or no, I guess we have about 5 minutes left. Do you see a happy end to this? I mean, I don't want to say happy end. Do you see a non-confrontational end to where we're headed?
I think if people start standing up and questioning the narrative right now, there may still be ability to have that. As I told everybody months ago, and I used the analogy, I said, the mask is like having an enemy from 1,000 meters out. You basically got a nice rifle, you know, say you're running a .338 Lapua or something. It's an easy shot, you know, 1,000 meters out. You're like, okay, this is good. We take the enemy out. We block them. That's my analogy. That's the mask. The vaccine, they're right on top of us. They're 5 meters out. You got bayonets fixed at that point. When they start coming in and start mandating we have to have vaccinations to work, to travel, to go to school, to allow our children to get an education, vaccines are mandatory for that because it's all for your protection. You got to remember that. It's for your protection. We're injecting you with genetic material that we're not going to tell you what it is with an an RNA vaccine that's never been approved for human usage until this year, with a vaccine that has to be stored at negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit because, guys, listen, it's for your protection. That's the giant lie that people have bought into. If people wake up now and said, you know what? We have the ability as Americans to make our own decision. We're not going to wear a mask because we don't agree with depriving our bodies of oxygen. If you had huge swaths of cities, states, counties do that, all of a sudden these little globalist boys would go, whoa, they're not buying the narrative anymore. We got to try to push more propaganda. And they would. We would.
Yep.
We still say, well, I do not consent. No. They'd continue to push propaganda. If everybody started saying, you know what? I'm not going to shop at Costco if they tell me to wear a mask. I'm not going to go to Millennium Mall if they tell me to wear a mask. You know, then go kick rocks. Take a hike. Why can I support you? If people started doing that, I absolutely 100% believe we could have a non-confrontational ending to it. Because there would be so many people that would be so fed up with the BS that we're being told every single day that they would realize, all right, they called our bluff. We're going to have to fizzle down COVID-19. It was kind of like when Obama was working on getting Congress and other groups to try to ban high capacity. I'm just going to call myself. They're not high capacity magazines. They are standard magazines for rifles. Okay, even that term's got in my head now. These idiots who say this all the time, but they want to ban magazines for rifles. They wanted to ban AR-15s and any other sporting rifles. And the American populace said, you know what? We're going to go buy, you know, roughly 2-3 billion rounds of ammo and another, you know, couple hundred million firearms and handguns and shotguns. And all of a sudden it was kind of like, we're going to back off that a little bit. What's funny is America is so staunch about making sure we keep our guns, which I have to agree with 100%. But at the same time, so many Americans have sat back and said, you know what? I don't want any confrontation about wearing a mask. I just don't want to do it. I don't like people looking at me funny. I don't want to stand my ground with this. I'm just going to capitulate and submit to it. But they're the same ones that were running around buying up guns and ammo a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 8 years ago with Sandy Hook.
Yep.
And I just kind of laugh sometimes when I see that because I'm like, what happened? It's only convenient to maintain your freedom when you can do it peacefully or anonymously. You don't want to maintain your freedom when you actually have to deal with confrontation. What's that say about the American populace? I don't know.
That's a good point.
You know, this is my stance on it.
And your analogy, too, about the mask and the vaccine, you know, the 1,000 yards out or whatever you said versus right on top of you. That's a great analogy. And I think that the American population really, I think we need to understand that analogy. Folks, it's not going to fix itself. And this is not a spectator sport or a spectator issue. We all have to be, because we all have skin in the game.
Yeah. No, everybody has to get actively engaged with this, Doug. Getting online and saying something occasionally in a forum and then putting on a mask when you go out to the store doesn't work anymore. Civil disobedience is the only option right now. This is the only option we have left before it starts going hot. That's it. Because I'm telling you right now, I've already warned everybody about this, and I do not want to be right. This is why I've actively worked so hard to prevent this from happening. But if we continue to capitulate and the vast majority of Americans sit on their knees and put on a mask and ask for permission to stand up, by the time they get this vaccine out, they are going to control every facet of our lives. They're going to walk in and they're going to say, you're going to get a vaccine here, this job, or else you're going to get fired. They're going to say, you can't go to the grocery store, or you're fired. They're going to say, you can't fly in a plane, or you're fired. They're going to say, you can't register your vehicle's tag or your driver's license, or else you get a vaccine. They're going to say all that. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. Get out. You can't do it. Come back when you get a COVID vaccine. That's what they're going to end up doing, everybody. And they're going to do it slowly but surely because the vast majority of people capitulate. And the mask were the first phase. They wanted to break the back. They wanted to break the willpower of the United States of America by scaring everybody into submission and saying, hey, guess what? You know what? This is all for your protection. It'll be over soon. Remember, we're going to do a lockdown for 30 days to flatten the curve. Back in April. Just lock it. 30 days. Going to flatten the curve. That's all we're going to do. Going to flatten the curve. Everything will be back to normal by summer. Then all of a sudden summer came. Oh, you got to wear masks now. Mask mandatory. Oh, we have to let everything open real slow. They have to break the back of the middle class and all the small mom and pop stores. Costco, Walmart, Sam's, Amazon, those are the heavy globalist hitters that are going to be there. That's why those companies went up hundreds of billions of dollars in net worth in the last 6 months, because those are the ones that are going to continue to make money, get banker money, because those are the ones that these guys own. They don't want anybody to be self-sufficient. That's why in that World Economic Forum, they basically, you know, they had the thing, you know, you won't own anything. You don't need anything. You just rent anything. Why do they want everybody to not own anything? Why do they want everybody to rent anything? Because if you don't own anything, you have no pride in ownership. And not only that, you have no ability to be autonomous. You have no ability to do anything you want. Because at that point in time, they say, oh, guess what? You didn't listen. You're not being a good slave. You can't rent a car this week. No, sorry. You can't go to the store anymore either. You've been blocked for 24 hours. Yep. That's where they're taking it, Doug. And indeed, we either stand up now or it's done.
Austin Brower, thank you so much. We're absolutely out of time. I want to just, again, thank you. Healthmasters.com. Folks, do it today. Do it right now. Go to healthmasters.com, nutritional supplements, buy them now while you still can. Thank you, sir.
And, yes, sir.
I hope did your dad get my message?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
He loved it. Good job.
All right. Again, folks, Ted Brower, wonderful birthday. Wonderful guy, birthday last week. All right. That'll do it. HagmanStore.com, HagmanReport.com. Have a good night.